luxuries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs, 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Second and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, March 6, 2014. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room managing the Truth Warp Drive and keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A couple of program notes, a little housekeeping to get out of the way before we get into this. Ben Swan, who was on my show briefly yesterday, will be my guest in the third hour of Monday, talking about current events. And a reminder, of course, that next Monday also, Ben Swan starts his own show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network in the 2 hours before my show. That would be 11 a.m. Central Time, noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. I hope I have that straight. So I definitely want to tune in and listen to that. Again, if you go over to the RepublicBroadcasting.org website and look under updates, there's a post with a headline, "Do you have an iPhone, iPad, or Android phone?" It's a reminder that Sandra's contest is still ongoing. It runs through this entire month of March. And if Sandra can get the most people to download the free application, it's a real estate company she works for, and they're having a contest. And if Sandra gets the most downloads of this app, she will win $20,000 to donate to RBN to keep our operation going. And of course, you're also entered for a small cash prize yourself, so it's definitely worth looking at. And a reminder that RBN is in a perpetual fundraising mode, because we're basically trying to stop World War III is what we're trying to do. And we need your help. And you can tell already the big money is all marching forward to war. Yes, war will be great. We've got our bunkers. You know, if we make a mistake and the entire planet gets nuked, we'll be okay. So if you, like I, think that World War III is a really bad idea, we could use your help. Go over to Republic Broadcasting, hit that donate button, get a PayPal link, or if you want to be anonymous, there's a postal address for Round Rock, Texas. And if you pledge to donate $100 or more, you will get a prize package of an RBN coffee mug, RBN t-shirt, and obviously bragging rights that you support independent media. If you include a postal address and a request, we'll send you a CD of Claire's Christmas Without Borders. People are still asking for that. We're into March, and people still want that CD. She's just thrilled about that. The number to call to pledge your donations, grab a pencil real quick here, 800-724-2719. Now, again, it is March 6th. This is Alamo Day. This is the anniversary of the day the Alamo fell, a disastrous defeat which was turned around by Sam Houston when he captured Mexican General Santa Anna and basically wrested Texas away from Mexican control. Now, isn't it kind of weird that we look at these people who broke Texas off of Mexico as heroes, and today our government is denouncing Crimea for wanting to do exactly the same thing? Crimea wants to break away from the unelected coup d'etat government in Kiev, but they're the bad people. But Davy Crockett's a hero, and Sam Houston's a hero, and David Bowie, they're all heroes for breaking Texas away from Mexico, so the U.S. government could then annex it themselves. It is virtually the exact same situation. Talk about hypocrisy and double standards. And if Crimea is wrong to want to break off from the Ukraine, then all those those guys down in Texas. They were wrong. How dare they break the territorial integrity of Mexico must be preserved. Certainly wasn't the attitude during the Spanish-American War, where we grabbed a big chunk of Mexico and made it part of the United States of America out west there. So it's just more of this hypocrisy and double standards that we get from the government that presumes we're all dumb enough to simply listen to what they want at the moment and say, yes, that's what we want here. Texas breaking away is good. Crimea breaking away is bad. Well, doesn't quite work that way. We're not quite the drones or the sheeple the federal government goes to sleep at night dreaming that we are here. Now, President Obama has signed an order declaring the Ukraine crisis an extraordinary threat to national security. I think for most people, they're going to say, how is what's going on in Ukraine a threat to the national security of the United States of America? We still have all of our nuclear weapons. They're not going to come over here and mess with us. But, of course, we know the real threat. This was another attempt by the U.S. to basically pull another country into the private central banking realm. And this one blew up in their face, potentially quite literally. And so they're ratcheting up the rhetoric. Now, apparently, this new order includes sanctions against Russia. Ooh, bad, 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 bad stuff here. Now, if you look at the fine print, though, the sanctions are very, very limited. These are not Iran-style sanctions against all of Russia. They're basically sanctions against those Russians identified as taking part in what's going on in Crimea and Ukraine, which is going to be very hard to do. And it's really going to be very, very ineffective. And I think Obama's doing this just because he has to look like he's doing something. But he knows he cannot succeed with wide-scale sanctions because they're going to come back and cause more damage in the West than they will in Russia. And a military intervention could literally be the end of the United States because at the very best, they're going to exhaust the current military capability in a war, even a proxy war with Russia, leaving nothing left over to complete the Bretton Woods agenda. At the worst, they could lose, which would lead to the loss of America's reputation of an invincible military because of how much money has been taken from you and shoveled into the fire over there at the defense establishment. And that was, of course, that loss in Afghanistan that led to the eventual collapse of the Soviet Union. So Obama's trying to look like he's doing something. There's a lot of tough talk coming out. Kerry was up there earlier just once again going on about, oh, it's up to Russia to de-escalate the situation. Obama just announced more financial aid to Kiev. This coming from a nation that can't feed its own people, is bankrupt, broke, 37% of the population out of work. But they've always got money they can take from you and send over to their little coup d'etat government to try and keep them in power. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that further in the show. Analysts are looking at this idea of sanctions and saying, do not do it. This would literally hoist the United States on its own petard. Now, of course, the hardliners in Congress are already out there screaming, this is not enough. Yes, we applaud the sanctions. We applaud the tough talk. The GOP is demanding Obama do more than just authorize sanctions to punish Putin. See, this is already mutated out of what's going on in Ukraine and Crimea, and now they're back. This is against Russia. We're now back at least a Cold War with Russia. We've got to do more. Personally, I think we ought to take all those GOP politicians, give them rifles, and parachute them into Moscow right now if they think war with Russia is such a great idea. And now that I'm thinking about it, let's include those Democrats as well. Let's just take all of the Congress and the White House, put them into parachutes, give them some of these AR-15s that are now being made to be legal under the New York gun laws, and just parachute them into Russia and say, go, have a war, have fun. We're not going to stop you. We're just not going to help. Now, amid all this Ukraine crisis, the U.S. is using this as an excuse for a military escalation all across Eastern Europe. They are sending additional forces to various countries in the region. They're doubling up on their air patrols. They're spending a huge amount of money. There is a report that an Aegis cruiser has sailed into the Black Sea. Now, again, there is that memorandum of understanding regarding warships in the Bosphorus, but it may just be that the U.S. is ignoring that right now. Over in Russia, one of Putin's advisors is talking about issuing a general advice to the Russian people to start dumping U.S. government bonds and selling U.S. Investments, get out of the stock market. And that would be a very, very effective tool. Now, the Russian government is itself not yet taking that step, but they're starting to tell their people, yeah, you might want to think about getting out of the treasury bonds in the U.S. stock market because this thing is going to continue to escalate. And you know something? That might be a good idea for the American people. And I'll explain why when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about this idea that is starting to grow in Russia to simply dump U.S. bonds, stop using the dollar, sell stock in U.S. companies. The situation is escalating. And the reason this is getting very, very dangerous, and we need to be vigilant about it, is we already know from Obamacare and how the government has been handling that disaster that the U.S. federal government is incapable of acknowledging when they are pursuing a failed policy. Obamacare is an unmitigated disaster, and yet still they're promoting it. They won't talk about how many people have actually signed up. They're evading, they're ducking, they're asking for billions more for this website that absolutely will not work correctly and is wide open to hacking. They just exempted themselves from having to inform you when your information is stolen from their website. It's a disaster from any perspective, whether it's the official purpose, the covert purpose. It has failed miserably, and yet this government, because it has to maintain this illusion of governmental infallibility, it continues it. So take that same mindset into this rush to war. We already know there are voices inside the military establishment and the government who are saying what I've been saying. We could lose this. We're militarily and financially exhausted. We could break the back of our military in a war with Ukraine, leaving nothing left over to complete the Bretton Woods agenda, the dollarification of the planet. And still they're moving forward. Again, there is this mindset. We never admit wrongdoing. We never turn around. We never back off. We bluff through to the very, very end. Well, that's a very dangerous mindset. You could wind up with those little brass keys in the silos being turned. All righty. Apparently, Russia has already moved to halt all exports of ammunition to the United States of America. When you go down to the gun store and you're trying to buy ammunition for your guns, a lot of that material is imported from Russia. And that's now been cut off. So this has triggered another rush to the gun stores to stock up on ammunition before the federal government comes in and buys more sniper bullets and hollow points with which to kill you. And apparently the primary caliber impacted is the 7.62, which goes to the AK-47. So Russia's cut them off. Now, the Crimean parliament has voted to join Russia. Was a unanimous vote, okay? And the U.S. is already saying, oh, no, that's illegal. And so is the coup d'etat government in Kiev saying that's illegal. And we're back to that hypocrisy I was mentioning regarding the Alamo. You know, we lionize. We got movies and schools teaching us that these guys who broke Mexico, broke Texas away from Mexico are all heroes. But when Crimea wants to do the same thing, they're all bad guys here. The U.S. is now in the position of having to say it was okay for that parliament in Kiev to kick out the elected president and appoint a new one without an election. This would be like the U.S. Congress kicking out Obama and then appointing John McCain as president without an election. And the U.S. is okay with that. But they're not okay with the Crimean parliament to kick out the unelected government in Kiev and align with Russia. So none of this really makes sense. And that's actually a good thing. The propaganda has become inconsistent, self-contradictory. There's no clear narrative. There is no consistent worldview that is being presented. They're just simply saying whatever they need to say at the moment to try and keep this thing going. And that's why the propaganda isn't working here. Now, the Crimean parliament is going to have a referendum on their autonomy on March 16th, middle of this month. Now, remember, the government in Kiev, before the overthrow, had called for early elections. And the people behind the overthrow absolutely didn't want to let that happen, which is why they kicked out the president and ramrodded their new government into place. The issues here are too important for the Ukrainian voters, or to be left to the Ukrainian voters, to paraphrase what Henry Kissinger was saying about the overthrow in Chile. So the Ukrainian prime minister is saying the Crimean parliament is illegitimate for wanting to break free. I mean, this is a classic case of the pot calling the kettle black, because the government in Kiev is unelected. It was put into place through violence and force of arms. And now we know that the snipers who were committing the violence were not working for the Ukrainian government. They were hired by the various players behind the coup d'etat. So I would be very careful throwing around the word legitimate if you're there in the Kiev government. Now, as further escalation in this situation, apparently there is a bill that is being introduced in the Knesset which would freeze the assets of European and American companies operating in Russia in response to Western economic sanctions. Now, and basically what they're saying is, we will match U.S. sanctions sanction for sanction. Anything the U.S. does to Russia, Russia will do back. If the European Union moves to seize Russian assets, Russia will seize European assets inside Russia. This is not an idle threat. Ever since the collapse of the Soviet Union, there's been a lot of cross-border organization. We've got major U.S. companies that have a presence in Russia, like Boeing, which has a facility there, and Ford has an auto plant over there. Those would be seized immediately. Sanctions are going to cause a lot of damage out here in the West, and we're seeing a lot of people talking about that. And they're talking about the collapse of imports and how dependent Europe is right now. Apparently, Europe is importing one-third of its natural gas from Russia, Germany being the biggest player in that, 30 billion euros of gas imported annually. In 2012, 75% of all European imports from Russia were energy. If Russia shuts down those gas lines in response to sanctions, Europe can't function with that loss. They absolutely cannot. There are all those pipelines that feed Russians natural gas and oil into Europe. They're going through the Ukraine. If there's a ground war, even if Russia doesn't shut those valves, a ground war in the Ukraine will destroy those pipelines. They're not thinking this through. They're just out there serving their masters. The masters want war. The bankers must have a war. We will give them a war, no matter what. It's war. Things get broken and people get killed in war. It's just the cost of doing business. Now, the new coup d'etat government in Ukraine has basically told Russia to go pound borscht regarding their outstanding debt for natural gas. And according to this other article I was looking at over at Zero Hedge, Europe is making all these promises of bailouts and loans to the Ukraine. They don't actually have the money. They're just going to have to create it out of thin air, which is going to push down on the euro, just like this $3 billion that Kerry is now talking about giving, or actually most likely loaning, to the new government in Kiev. It's just going to be printed up by the Federal Reserve, which is going to put more downward pressure on the dollar. They don't actually have any real wealth to share with Kiev. All they're going to do is print up more paper notes, which makes all of the paper notes in circulation worth that much less. Ron Paul is out there saying the common sense situation. The U.S. should end its involvement in the Ukraine conflict. This is why I wanted this guy as president in 2008 and 2012. And this is probably exactly why he was not allowed to play, along with this disdain for the Federal Reserve and various other common sense situations. Now, a little unexpected tip of the hat, an acknowledgement to CNN, which actually reported on this leaked phone call that confirmed the Ukrainian snipers were working for the coup d'etat and not Yanukovych. They actually reported on it. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, the Ukrainian foreign minister has now confirmed the authenticity of that taped phone call. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Darryl, maybe at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Mike and Darryl, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I need to make a correction. When I was talking about the Alamo, and I used the name David Bowie, who was a rock singer, and I meant to say Jim Bowie, who was the guy who died at the Alamo and invented that really cool knife that bears his name to this very day. So, little correction there. A little more information about the reported U.S. warship going into the Black Sea. And again, it is an Aegis missile cruiser. It is not the aircraft carrier USS George H.W. Bush. Turkey granted the U.S. missile cruiser permission to transit into the Black Sea, so they're obeying all the forms, and they're simply saying, they're reiterating that the 1936 Montreux Convention is still in effect, and it bars ships, warships as large as an aircraft carrier from entering the Black Sea. At some point, they'll probably just let that go away. Now, getting back to the growing revelation that the snipers committing the violence in Kiev that were cited as justification to oust the elected president and put in a new coup d'etat government, it needs to be reminded, there is nothing unusual about this. Snipers are used in these kinds of operations all the time, as I was mentioning out. It's part of the standard kit when the CIA goes in to overthrow a country, they'll commit acts of violence to blame on the government that is targeted. We saw that in Iran in 2009 with that girl who was simply shot dead in the street. They never found out who did it, but oh, had to be Iran's government there. Had to be Ahmadinejad and the rest of it. But this does happen all the time. Back in 2002, unknown, unidentified snipers killed both Venezuelan government and opposition protesters during that attempted and failed coup. During Thailand's 2010 protests, unknown snipers were firing into the crowd. Unknown snipers have been working throughout Syria. And now, of course, we have the Estonian foreign minister saying that the new Ukrainian government deployed snipers to discredit Yanukovych and help drive him from power. It's brutal, but it works. And don't forget that during the height of the Occupy movement, the FBI seriously considered deploying snipers to just shoot some of the Occupy movement protesters and scare the rest of those people back into their slave pens where they're supposed to be. Now, Donald Rumsfeld was on an interview and basically said that Obama saying the U.S. standing with the international community is nonsense. The international community is effectively mindless. They're all looking out for their own interests, which is the way it's always been. But every time the U.S. wants to invade a country, they try and create this illusion that they are acting on behalf of the coalition of the willing, or at least the coalition of the proud and the bought and the corrupted here. More U.S. jets on NATO patrol in the Baltics. The U.S. is sending more F-15s to Poland. Guess who's paying for all of that? So, you know, and they're saying they're doing this to reassure our allies that the situation in the Ukraine is being taken. Well, listen, sending more war material into the region, whether it's F-15s or a guided missile cruiser, is not going to reassure anybody. It's going to send the message to the world that just like with Obamacare, the U.S. government will not back down from a potentially disastrous policy. And we've been hearing all week in Washington, D.C., where everybody's saying, well, now that we've committed to this, we must maintain our credibility. I'm sorry. The U.S. government lost its credibility back when they told everybody that whopper about Saddam's nuclear weapons. But we have a government of people in love with their own self-image, and they're thumping their chests and behaving like silverback gorillas out there saying, we must move forward. We must move forward. Your kids go get to fight the war, but we'll continue to have the war. Now, the reality is the corporate media polls are showing less than 20% of Americans support involvement in the Ukraine. And that's a very low number given the corporate media polls. We ran our own poll on what really happened, of course, and we basically got 6% saying, yeah, we should go to war with Russia, and everybody else had common sense. I think those few votes for war in Russia represent the spies that are monitoring this website on behalf of their various masters to make sure I'm not saying anything too upsetting, which, of course, is why I'm here to do that exactly. Now, interestingly enough, there was a story that came out of Washington Examiner where insiders in Washington, D.C. are saying that AIPAC really is starting to lose a lot of their control over the U.S. government, which is obviously a good thing. We need to bring that government back into our control. And the agenda to promote war in Iran during the AIPAC conference appears to have stalled, but that didn't stop AIPAC and the Israel Firsters from getting the strategic partnership bill through the House of Representatives. In fact, it passed 410-1. Okay, and this is a bill that, among other things, allows Israelis to just come in and out of the United States without a visa, to give Israel the most advanced U.S. weapon systems. It allows Israel, in some cases, direct control of U.S. nuclear assets. It's basically handing the keys to the U.S. war machine to a foreign government. Now, if you're one of those people who has been brainwashed to react in shock and horror at certain words, you may want to plug yours for the next 30 seconds. There's been a bit of an embarrassment over in Israel because Holon Mayor Moti Sasson was caught in the media basically denigrating non-Israeli players on his athletic teams and saying, I don't want to see foreigners. I want to see Israeli sportsmen here. If you want to watch niggers, you have to go to the NBA for that. But of course, if you say he's being racist, then you're just being an anti-Semite. Okay. You can unplug your ears. That was for the webcam going over to BAM user here. Now there's been another very ugly incident because on January 31st, there were two Palestinian athletes on their way home from football training in Al Ram in the central West Bank. They were set upon by Israeli forces who shot them repeatedly in their feet, set attack dogs on them that tore up their arms and legs, and then beat them and broke their knees. These kids will never play in competitive sports again. There doesn't appear to have been any reason for this to happen. And it hasn't, of course, been mentioned a whole heck of a lot in the American corporate media. The United States State Department is saying that, all right, we'll go on, you know, we'll look into it, which means they're not going to do a thing about it. But it's another example of how, you know, Israel just wants to do what Israel wants to do, and it's only the rest of the world that has to obey the rules of modern civilized nations here. Now, we were talking about earlier in the week where Israel seized this ship in an international shipping lane in the Red Sea, dragged it to one of their ports, then claimed they had found rockets on board that, even though they acknowledged the rockets were made in Syria, claimed had come from Iran. And among the pictures that Israel put out there to prove it was Iran's hand was this close-up of a paper label that said, made in Republic of Iran. Ooh, that's it. That just makes the case. Well, people looking at the code numbers on that paper have identified it as a label on a bag of cement. Not a rocket, not a weapon, ordinary cement. Iran, of course, has issued a denial saying that this is absolute complete nonsense. And, of course, Syria is involved in its own internal civil war. They're not going to be giving weapons to anybody else. They need all that they've got. This is just Israel once again trying to create a war for other people to fight. Meanwhile, up in Afghanistan, there's been another NATO airstrike that has killed five of the Afghan soldiers supposedly on our side. The Pentagon's comment on that was, our bad. These things happen. I'm sorry. We'll look into it. It's an unfortunate incident. We'll investigate the circumstances, meaning nothing will be done here. Over in Libya, as you're probably already aware, the Libyan people are fed up with their U.S. puppet government. It's getting very intense. Last week, they attacked the Congress, actually shot and wounded some of the Congress members. This forced the members of Congress to basically leave the building and resume their negotiations inside supposedly a more easily guardable, protectable five-star hotel. Well, apparently the members of Congress may themselves be safe from the Libyan people, but the Libyan people are starting to set fire to their cars. So that thing is really blowing up big time over there. They want the government they had back under Gaddafi, where Libya's wealth went to the Libyan people. It had a state central bank and a value-based currency, the gold dinar, and the nation was being run for the benefit of the Libyan people, not for Western banking interests. We could see Libya fall back into the hands of the Libyan people, and Wall Street saying, oh, we can't have that. Once those provinces are conquered, they stay conquered. They have to learn that. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multi-am?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-310-63 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-310-63 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with the
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lift, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendivite were chosen for their chelating and healing effect. To give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation, plus the health benefits of the other herbs, for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It's no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-2000. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't having making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-532821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? Always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must doubt lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're getting word the government of Great Britain will not participate in these sanctions authorized by Obama, which, again, the sanctions are limited to those Russians identifiable in Crimea right now. It's not sanctions against Russia as a whole, the way they did with Iran, which would be disastrous for the West, and everybody knows it, and even Great Britain is backing off and saying, oh, man, you're playing with fire here. You're skating on real thin ice. I just put up an article here at whatreallyhappened.com saying the Ukraine could be the U.S. dollar's Waterloo, because it is very fragile right now. The U.S. dollar is being held up through fraud and deception and market rigging, and backed up by the threat of U.S. military force. If you dare defy the most holy doctrine of Federal Reserve dollar supremacy here. Now, up in Oakland, and we know Oakland's got this vile reputation for police brutality. Maybe they were just leading the trend. We've got police brutality all over the country right now. But we do remember some of the worst abuses against the Occupy protesters who were engaging in peaceful, protected by the First Amendment protests. Oakland, of course, was in the news recently because even in this hard economic time, and we know how bad things are in California, they wanted to spend all this taxpayer money on a new total surveillance center that was going to watch the city of Oakland and spy in every window. And of course, the people of Oakland got very, very upset with that. And so now the Oakland City Council is going ahead with the surveillance center, but they say it'll be scaled back. So you shouldn't be upset any longer. No real details what they mean by scaled back. You know, remember, all surveillance works only if people don't know it's there. It's like when the NSA was listening to all of our phone calls before Edward Snowden's revelations. Most Americans thought it was safe to talk on their phones or send email and text messages. And they still had the privacy promised to them by the Fourth Amendment. And so they would send things in email and text messages or say things on the phone in private, like their new invention for a product for their business, not knowing the NSA was listening and then running off to their broker to buy stock in the company or to sell that information to the competitor, which was happening up at Seattle APEC. Now, of course, we all know it. And so part of the idea of putting your population under surveillance is the population isn't supposed to know it, or they'll take steps to protect their privacy. Keep the drapes closed, use personally developed encryption, you know, do face-to-face meetings and so forth and so on. Now, Staples, which is one of these office supply stores like Office Depot, is having to close 225 of their stores because of plunging sales. So much for the economic recovery here. Now, of course, the issue here is Staples and other stores like Office Depot, their primary demographic, small businesses, people run businesses, they were selling the business because the large, you know, bulk buy buyers. But these stores, Staples and a large, actually 100% of all new job creation have basically been ignored. And so as the economy shuts down, business out of, and home-based businesses go out of business, inevitably it's going to affect those retailers who were basically focused on that market. In fact, it's a domino effect. Now, story out of ArsTech.com, and about how last month there was a senator from West Virginia who was fielding a call to ban bitcoins. We've got to ban bitcoins. And we know why that senator from West Virginia is doing it, because the Federal Reserve absolutely cannot tolerate any alternative currency. Because if you're not using their pieces of ink and paper borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve, then they don't make money off of your commercial activity. That's the enslaved. And apparently a representative from Colorado responded with a very tongue-in-cheek letter saying that every one of the arguments and bit could be applied to the U.S. dollar itself. But we do need to start finding ways of conducting commerce that do evade the that is accruing on all this dollars, whether it's straight barter. In fact, I saw a show on TV the other day. It's a new reality show about how people engage in barter and trade and swap, which means the Federal Reserve doesn't get a piece of the action from that. Oh, we have that. We've been seeing attempts to pass to somehow impose taxation on yard sales and flea markets and shut down. They don't want going and buying a toaster from your neighbor's garage sale. No. You go down to that shopping mall and you buy a brand new toaster. Oh, the banks get their piece of the action and the retailers are still in business, keeping us dependent on those corporations instead of on ourselves. There was a comment by a politician in Iran talking about a resistance economy. And he was talking about the context of the people of Iran basically learning how to carry on their lives and their commerce and simply stay away from the areas by the U.S. sanctions, which may be why the government of Iran telling Russia, you know, let the U.S. sanction you. It's really no big deal. It's more bark than bite out there. And I think that's a good phrase, resistance economy. And I think the American people need to start thinking in those terms. And we've been telling you all along, especially since the Cyprus haircut, scalping, castration, whatever you want to call it, you should have no more money in the bank than you need to cover your immediate obligations, and you should have everything else at home under your own control so they can't come in and just grab it through the computers. And you should have part of it in silver and gold. And a reminder, of course, you can go to the Republic Broadcast website, our website, click the ad for Republic Trading Group. And if you buy your silver and gold through them, part of the proceeds from that sale go to support this network. And every little bit helps. Now, interesting story over at Investment Watch blog. They're basically saying this idea that runaway inequality is hurting the economy is now accepted by mainstream economists. They understand when you pile the money up over Wall Street and Washington, D.C., and there isn't enough to fuel commerce in the rest of the nation, economy as a whole suffers. But the federal government policy continues to be the poor, the taxpayer wealth, all over Wall Street, all the corporations which wouldn't be able to continue operating without that corporate welfare. And we're seeing these insane salaries CEOs are taking, and it's magnifying the inequality. And ultimately, when there's too little currency in circulation in the general population, commerce locks up. This is why the founding fathers of the United States of America fought a revolution to break us free from the Bank of England. That was the prime cause of the revolution. They don't teach you in grade school. It's all about Tea Party and, you know, impressment and Paul and the rest of that. And they don't talk about the Bank of England and King George III's Currency Act, because the smart kids us would say, wait a minute, that's the way our modern banking system operates now, which is absolutely true. And every nation with that same model of banking is drowning in debt. We're hearing cries of austerity, austerity, which is banker petition for you must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. There's a war on, you must make do with less so we can have more. It's all about taking more from you. Now, a little bit of good news. Up in Vermont, a group of 15 Vermont towns have voted to start their own public bank that serves their communities and not Wall Street. Passed by a 3-1 margin. Wonder how the Federal Reserve is going to shut this down. We'll be back after our top of the hour news blur and commercials.